So Paul McCartney going to be in concert at Busch Stadium on Saturday night. I'm going to be there. Oh, so looking forward to it. And Loretta Martin from Jefferson City is also going to be there. And I've got her here with me this morning. And stay with me on this. Loretta, what is your Paul McCartney connection?
I met him back when I was just turned 16, back in summer of 65.
Yes.
So the whole group came in. They had their hair combed. They didn't have it hanging down like the Beatles, so I didn't recognize them.
Oh, really? You didn't think?
I wasn't a Beatles fan.
Okay, but Saturday, you're going to be at Busch Stadium when Paul McCartney is there, and you're going to have a sign. You're hoping he recognizes you. What is it about you that Paul McCartney would recognize? Why would your name stand out to him after all these years?
I was there when he wrote this little song, of my section of that song, Get Back. I can tell you exactly what was on it.
You are the sweet Loretta Modern in Get Back.
Yes. A young, naive kid.
Get back,
you know,
Loretta.
Loretta Martin.
Now, Loretta, let me ask you, do you have a low-neck sweater?
No. That was about my mother. That's what the section was. She says, get back, your mom's waiting up for you. And high-heel shoes and her tight sweater. And I laughed my head off. I said, my mother's never worn heels and she's never worn a tight sweater in her life.
Now, do you know anybody named JoJo?
No, everybody asked me that.
Yeah.
But who's JoJo? I said, I don't know. He met JoJo, I guess, another time because I only know my little section.
Now you know, Loretta, you know, and forgive me here because I don't mean to sound cynical, but I'm just being honest with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
How do I, give me some kind of indication that you would be the Loretta in Get Back. You know what I mean? How
do you write that? Okay. I spent maybe 3 or 4 hours with him because they came into this teen place. I had went out there for vacation, which my family did every year to Tucson.
Right.
And, you know, this was before he met his wife, even.
This
Linda.
Is before Linda. Yes. Pre-Linda. Okay. I'm glad to hear about that. Okay. Good.
So he's sitting there and the group is going around talking and shaking hands with everybody in the place. And my cousin had just gotten engaged. That's how come we went to this place. And he brought his roommate. So in the song, she's with another man. That's the way he wrote it on the napkin.
Yes.
I wasn't with another man. That guy brought his roommate. I didn't even talk to that roommate the whole evening.
That is...
You know, I sat there.
Right.
And we sat there and talked.
Loretta, did you ever have, like, any of your girlfriends were ever jealous that you met Paul McCartney?
No, because I didn't talk about it for years.
Now, are you going to have a sign with you at the concert or anything? Say,
yes.
Hey, Paul, it's
I've
Loretta.
I've got to keep a sign that's going to have an arrow pointing up and then Loretta Martin and here.
Okay. Now, can you tell us what section at Busch Stadium will you be so we can look for you, those of us that are going to be there?
I'm in either 289 or 298, right in there.
Okay, well, you're fairly low then. Well, that is just fascinating stuff, Loretta. And I'll tell you, I do hope that Paul recognizes you. I hope he sees your sign. And maybe you never know, maybe he's going to somehow arrange to have you brought up on stage with him. Wouldn't that be neat?
Oh, I don't particularly want to go up on stage. I just would like to, you know, see him in person again and let him hear, you know, sing my song. And I'd like an autograph.
Loretta, if Sir Paul bids you, you can't refuse him. You can't say no. I'm just saying.
I'm an old lady now.
This is a once in a...
He's older than me, though.
I don't want to hear anything about old lady or anything. This is Paul McCartney we're talking about here, okay? This man is a legend, a music legend.
All right. Yeah.
If this happens, Loretta, I mean, you could end up being more famous than you ever dreamed. Do you realize that?
I'm simple. I'm not a... same person or anything. I just, you know, make the best of everything.
Loretta, thank you for sharing with us this morning. That is really, really neat, and I wish you the best, and I hope Paul does see you at Busch Stadium on Saturday night, okay?
Yeah, I heard on the radio that since you were going to be there, that's why I called in.
Yeah.
And that you're up or something. So you're going to be up above.
I'm in 439. I'm like in nosebleed section. You can see my house from there, okay? But
well,
I'm going to be looking at your area to find
where
the sign.
I was going to be at, and you're the next on up.
Gotcha.
Higher.
Well, Loretta, I wish you the very, very best. And I can't believe that I'm actually getting to talk to the actual Loretta from get back. That is, now I'll tell you, if we can somehow arrange something to find JoJo, we can make like a get back reunion here, you know?
Well, like I said, he wrote it on a napkin in summer of 65.
Oh, I wonder
it didn't come out until 69.
If somebody finds that napkin, I wonder what that's worth, you know? Holy cow.
Well, if I'd known who he was, I'd have got his autographs in, all of them.
Well, that's absolutely. Loretta, thank you very much. God bless you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you, Loretta Martin, or Sweet Loretta Modern, as she was called in the song.